Chuck Schumer's Last Stand, Forces Rare Closed Door Session to Protest Barrett Nomination. By Hannah Blow on October 23, 2020. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, forced a brief but rare closed-door session in the Senate on Friday as part of the Democrats' last-ditch effort to protest Judge Amy Coney Barrett's forthcoming confirmation, just one day after Senate Judiciary Republicans voted her out of committee. Whoa, Schumer just forced the Senate into a rare closed-door session. No cameras. No press. Doors being locked as I type, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, announced Friday morning, describing it as a last-ditch effort to convince Republicans to not send the Senate into this death spiral of power politics. Long shot to succeed, but why not? Stay tuned, he added. According to reports, Schumer's effort lasted roughly 15 minutes before lawmakers proceeded with an open session. In a 51-46 vote, lawmakers agreed to a motion to proceed to executive session for the consideration of Executive Calendar No. 890 Amy Coney Barrett to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Senators Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., and Susan Collins, Army, reportedly voted against moving into executive session. The chamber is full and McConnell is giving his Coney Barrett speech with his back turned to the Democratic side, speaking only to his colleagues, as if we don't exist. Senator Murphy wrote, incensed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's, RKY, behavior. The full Senate is expected to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on Monday, October 26, the same day as Hillary Clinton's birthday. Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, affirmed that she stands with Schumer. Senator Schumer just said we will not accept business as usual. And he's right, she said, explaining that Democrats are actively doing all we can to delay Republicans who are intent on rushing through the Supreme Court nominee. The Judiciary Committee voted Barrett out of committee on Thursday 12-0. All of the Democrat members, including Feinstein, boycotted the vote.